In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
One means welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Monday. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a big one tonight. Eagles, Chargers. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Newtown, man. They allowed me to be a part of their holiday parade yesterday. Had a ball. Probably be the only time ever do anything like that.
No, I heard good things, and a lot of my neighbors were there, people around where
I live.
Shout
out to your neighbors, man. I gave you a shout out yesterday.
People said you put on a show for that parade yesterday.
I did a lot of self-editing.
That's
because,
good.
It was a children's parade.
Come on now.
But, it was a lot going on at the parade yesterday. Shout out to the chimney sweeper. He was looking really weird. Like, you know, the way he was sweeping the chimney was a little different.
You said self-editing.
I did self-edit.
No,
I'm not around the kids now. They're probably in school.
Well, they should be in school. You're right about
so
that.
So that's right. I'm not the only one that felt that. The chimney sweeper at the parade yesterday, he was different. He was different.
Okay, we start there. Hopefully by tomorrow morning we're not self-editing ourselves after another Eagles game. All right, let's get into it. 215-592-9494. Expectations for tonight. Gut feeling for tonight. Eagles, Chargers. It is a big one as the Eagles try to break this two-game losing streak, try to do what they did earlier this season. There is a lot of similarities to the spot of the season now as we were in October, right? October, Eagles blew a game where they had a big lead to the Denver Broncos. Then they went on a short week and got beat up by the Giants. And they were like, oh, no, what's wrong with this team? They're not any good. And then they came out of that, and they had a little extra rest, and they went to Minnesota, and they won kind of a back-and-forth game that I thought they were in control, but they won a kind of a close game against Carson Wentz, the Vikings, and it led them to four straight wins, and they got their season back on track. Well, now can they do it again? It's the same thing. They blew a big lead to the Cowboys, got beat up on a short week by the Bears, and now they got to pick themselves up and play good football tonight. And, Hugh, I just said play good football because for me, specifically offensively, that's what I need tonight. Look, we all want them to win. We all know they could use a win. We all know the scenario now because the Cowboys lost on Thursday Night Football. The Eagles have a magic number of three to make the playoffs. Any combination of three Eagles wins, three Cowboys losses, they're in the postseason. But we've done this entire year, where they have not looked right and won most of their games, and they have been upset afterwards. Forget us. They have been upset afterwards to the point now where we got, you know, lawn ornaments blown up in the locker room. We'll get to that in a few minutes.
Bunny.
That's not what his name is. We'll get to him in a few minutes, all right? The point is, the Eagles have played like crap on offense and won 8 out of 12 games. So you know what matters most to me tonight? That they look good on offense. We got a report from Tim McManus this weekend that Nick Sirianni is more involved in the offensive game planning, was more involved in offensive game plan meetings than at any point before, this week before the rest of the season. He had never done it to this level this season. So he's involving himself more. We've won most of our games. Hugh, they're probably going to beat the Raiders on Sunday no matter what happens tonight. They're probably going to beat the Commanders a couple times down the stretch of the season. Tonight, the win is important, sure. But it's more important to me that the Eagles' offense looks functional. Because if they win 16-14 tonight and we all feel like we need to take a shower afterwards, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't. No, it doesn't. What it means is, sure, we're going to get to the playoffs most likely, but it's not going to mean anything once we get there. I need the offense to look good tonight. I need the Eagles to look good more than I need a win. Like, if they go out there tonight and they look their best offensively and they lose 24-23 on a last-second field goal, I'm going to come in here feeling good tomorrow. Hugh, what matters the most tonight? What's more important?
The dub.
No!
The dub.
Overlooking
Can
good?
No, listen.
Got to look good sometimes.
Well, you do. But here's the thing. When you say that, it feels to me like you want them to do, what is it, the 180? Not the 360, because if you're 360, you're back in the same.
You're 180.
You're doing the 180.
Opposite.
Yeah. Joe, they're not going to be that. I hope they're going to look better. They need to start looking better. But it starts with, number one, winning the game, right? They need to look more adept. They need to look more cohesive in the offense,
mm-hmm.
and all of those things. But it still might be a little bit of some miscues. It might be that. They just need to get the win. That's the bottom line. This is not – Rome wasn't built in a day. I'm gonna hit you with all the cliches.
It's week 14.
I know it wasn't, and for whatever reason, we've gotten to this point.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you this though, the narrative is changing, and if certain individuals don't see that, that's the situation. It could be ugly tonight. It could be real ugly tonight.
Well, I just look at it like this. Like, okay, and I understand your point. A win is a win, and that's the whole point. They look miserable. And they have not improved offensively the entire season. In fact, I think they're going backwards offensively. So if the Eagles win tonight, let's say 16-14, and the offense is a disaster for 3 hours, but they win the way they won the Packers game, the way they won the Lions game. Are we going to come in here feeling good tomorrow? I don't think we are.
Yes.
No, I think we're past that.
You know what? You know why we'll feel good?
Why?
Is because then the magic number will beat.
Yeah, I think we're smarter than that. I think we know this. What they are now offensively is not good enough to go win the Super Bowl. So tonight, I need the offense to look good. That is my number one objective tonight. And again, I want them to win. And if the offense looks good, they are certainly more likely to win. But if you tell me right now they lose 24-23, but they put up 380 yards, it is the most efficient the offense has been in weeks. Saquon Barkley runs for a 120. They have explosive plays. You know what I could say? I could say, all right, Chargers are a good team. They're a playoff team. We lost a close game, but the offense has arrived. Now we go on a run. That result is what it is. We'll forget about that 3 weeks from now. It's from here on. That's what I'm looking for. And part of me feels this because I think they feel. Let's listen to Saquon Barkley this weekend. Listen to Saquon talking about what the vibe has been on the sideline all year.
How do you think the energy has been on the sideline?
During games?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it's been awful. I don't think that's like, I think you ask anybody, if they're being honest, we will all agree on that. But most important, I think the energy throughout the, in practice and, walkthrough meetings been great. Now we got to carry that to game day. So all the stuff has been great. Now we got to make sure that on game day, the energy's high. We execute when we make plays. The rest should take care of itself.
All right. So Saquon Barkley, again, they're 8-4. They've won two out of every three games. They're winning most weeks. I know they lost the last two, but they have won 8 out of 12 football games. And there is their best player from last year, one of the best players still, saying the energy on the sideline has been bad. That tells you the close wins don't do anything for this team.
You know what? I was listening to Saquon, but who was in the background doing all that heavy-ass breathing?
Well, hopefully they're taking care of themselves. Yeah.
Somebody need to go get they leveled, they heart checked or something.
Yeah, we're looking out for that.
Serious heavy-ass breathing.
Besides the breathing, it was Saquon's take there that got my attention.
We lost you.
I know, we did. All right, 215-592-94. What are we doing? The team is miserable while they win. That's why when everyone's today, oh, just win. Just squeak out a victory.
No, 17-16. Listen.
Well, how do you think they're going to win?
Let me tell you. Let me tell you.
You think it's going to be a blowout?
No, I don't.
So neither do I.
But it needs to be a win. Because let me tell you, the narrative, the winds are changing, Joe. Like, the winds are changing. And the Eagles need to quiet this storm that's a brewing. That's what this is. That's how I feel about this. When you talk about all these little storylines that have changed and everything that has been leading up to this moment, you just need to get a win. And whatever that win looks like, that it just needs to happen.
No, I think we're done with that. For me, I'm done with that. That's got we've done that for 12 games. Where has that gotten us? The whole city's miserable about the team.
We have not looked our best, but a win in this situation will at least give you another week to get it right.
Yeah, I hear that. I just think I'm thinking about what gives them the best chance to go win the Super Bowl. And if you tell me I have two choices tonight, the outcome is they win 16-14. The offense looks horrendous for 3 hours, but they squeak it out because Justin Herbert's hand, he fumbles at the end because he can't grip the ball. Or the offense explodes. Saquon has 120 yards. Jalen looks really good. I can walk away and say that is what we need through January. That's how we go win the Super Bowl.
Well,
you know,
we got what four games? We're doing the math. Four games left
after tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got four games left,
mm-hmm.
Joe. So what I'm saying is this: I don't need it to look like a Super Bowl team tonight. I just need you to win tonight,
right.
And I need you to take steps in the right direction because what's wrong with this team? It's not going to be fixed with the accountability bunny in the locker
positivity.
Room. Accountability bunny, and in the locker room.
It could.
And
you never know.
10 days of working with Coach Sirianni, who's now putting his seasoning into the gumbo.
Yeah, according to this is Tim McManus report, quote, Coach Nick Sirianni has been more involved in the offensive preparations this week, according to team sources. He has been more vocal in offensive meetings and has been presenting material alongside offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo. Again, if the offense looks good tonight, I can look at it as they had extra time, the head coach got involved, and now they have figured things out. That matters more than just the result. We've had plenty of results that have gone our way this year. It hasn't fixed the problem. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? What's more important tonight, the outcome or how the Eagles look? Kyle, what are you feeling as we get ready for a big one out in Los Angeles?
Yeah, we're getting a little greedy, I feel like. But I can't do a style points thing when they've just lost two games in a row.
Well, I'm including style point loss.
One week ago today, I threw the towel in on the season.
You did.
So I'm trying to build myself back up, right? But the expectation right now for me today is not look like they can win the Super Bowl. It's don't let this thing go completely off the rails.
Yeah.
So, like, I just need to stop the bleeding here real quick. A wise man once said, it starts with L.A.
Yeah.
I just need a start,
okay.
Right? I don't need them to go and prove everybody wrong today. I don't expect them to go and prove everybody wrong. Like, I think we all know what this team is, what this offense is going to be.
Yep.
I just need a win, whether it's a 16 or a 6-0 shameful win that I have to take a shower after. I will take it. It's baby steps.
A win is a win, man.
I'm hearing the energy on the sideline is awful. Look, will it get better? If they at least look good, maybe. But, like, I know it's probably just going to get worse if they lose a game tonight.
Well,
if they lose three in a row, dude.
But if they win, if they score 13 points on offense and win, you think this is going to be a happy environment?
They just need a win. Brick by brick.
Brick by brick.
Starts with L.A.
We're in December. Brick by brick for September.
But hold on. But we had to kind of scrap the first part of this because we just lost two in a row.
Yeah. Well, that's
like
true.
We gotta get off the mat. We can't get greedy.
Okay.
Get a little bit greedy.
Greedy, it's December. You realize I didn't say 34 points. I said 24. And you guys think I'm greedy?
I just think we need to be realistic.
24 offensive points is greedy.
I've been hearing a whole lot of people for the last couple of weeks.
It's the most expensive offense in the history of pro football. And you guys are scoffing at 24 points.
We are having trouble scoring. That's a fact. But as long as we score more points than the L.A. Chargers tonight, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And if it's trending in the right direction. If you give me, what was it last week, a 200-yard stat line for the quarterback, A.J. was the player of the week.
No, last week was Jalen. Jalen was
horrendous. No. But I'm just saying.
Jalen was bad.
No, but what I'm saying is if I can get somewhere around there and get the W, I'll be okay with that.
You think it's okay if Jalen plays like he did last week?
Why are you looking
because
like
it was,
that?
Because I was ill watching the way he played last week. He was awful.
No, I'm saying if it looks similar to that and we win the game, I'm okay with that.
Oh, come on. If Jalen plays like he did last week, we come in here tomorrow, people are losing their minds.
We'll critique it.
No.
We will critique it
you guys have lost your minds.
But you know what I'll be like, hey, got to win.
Yeah, okay.
Got to win.
So you want...
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You want to see me scream tomorrow? That's
I don't want to see you scream, but
you know, I know it's going to happen.
I wouldn't mind.
Okay.
See, here's the reality of the situation.
Jalen plays like crap, and they get to 9-4 all week long. While they're 9-4.
Well, we're going to talk about it, but we'll
meanwhile,
be talking about
the
it
the running back tells us they hate each other on the sidelines. He says the energy sucks on the sideline.
107. What was this? 15 for 20. 179 yards. Phew. Probably a little bit more than that.
Phew. He was bad last game.
179 yards.
Please stop.
Wait a minute, and he got, well, I know they were kind of like garbage TDs, but, you know, you, touchdown.
I mean, he played
got
it at,
the wrong
he,
game.
Yeah, okay, 215, 592, 94.
You get the gist of what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
If he has a stat line where he looks somewhat decent.
I don't care about his stat line.
Yeah, this is the one I'm looking for. I got the right one.
I don't care about his stat line.
230.
What game was this?
Two TDs. That was the Bears game.
He was horrendous.
No, but what I'm saying, Joe, listen to what I'm saying.
I understand.
If the stat line is 230 yards, two TDs.
Stat lines lie. He was
bad. We'll take that.
No,
we will take that.
No, he had two turnovers.
20-some points. We'll take that. Because
right.
That's where we are. Where we are.
If he plays like last week, they're going to get blown out. 215-592-949. Let's go to the phone lines here. Let's go to Jack in Haddon Heights. Jack gets up first. What's up, Jack?
I'm calling in to yell at you.
Okay.
Because I think you're just being paid to be negative. To get everybody worked up.
No, hold on, Jack. I'm excited. No negativity. If they score 24 points, I will be happy tonight. That's not negative.
All right, let me ask you something.
Yes.
Suppose they get to the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they win 7-6 because the other team missed the field goal. Are you going to be happy?
Of course, they'll be Super Bowl champions.
Oh, but they won by one point. But that's not good enough for you.
No, but Jack,
that's all you say all the time. Nothing's good enough for
Jack,
you.
Well, Jack, because it's not good enough for them, Jack. Do you hear Saquon Barkley? They know it's not good enough. Why do you care what I think when Saquon's telling you what they think? They
because
don't think this is good enough.
Work. You're making everything worse for all the viewers because all they listen to is your negative and you try and influence everybody with your little brain that comes and says everybody that we cannot win, we're no good, and Hugh is right. If you win by one point, that's all that counts, you know. I hope they blow them out today just like everybody else.
Sure,
but if they win, I'll be happy.
Well, I'm happy for you, Jack, but my little brain thinks differently than yours, Jack. I love you, man. I appreciate your phone call, but
just cooked you.
Well, that's fine. I mean, what's interesting is
he didn't go to a parade in Newtown.
No way. He went to the parade. If he went to the parade and saw you in the parade, he'd be way happier than he is right
way
now.
Way happier.
I just understand if the players are telling you they are unhappy with the way they're playing, even though they've won 8 out of 12. Why do we say keep playing like that?
Well, it's here's the thing, because as a player, you know you have to play better. But at the end of the day, if you get the win, that gives you another week of being alive in the playoffs to get it better.
Yeah, I just think we're lying to ourselves. We
probably are.
Yeah, but
no,
that's why tonight it's more important to me that they look good. Again, coin flip games in the NFL flip all the time. The Eagles have won a very high percentage this year of coin flip games. And it's gotten to the point where we're less... Let me finish.
I'm not going to say that.
Are we more? They've won 8 out of 12 games.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them have been coin flips, which is what we're saying tonight, like just get a win. Are we more positive and feeling good about their chance to win the Super Bowl as a city or less than we were in September?
Well.
Just answer.
More positive. You're asking if I'm more positive. No, I'm not.
You know these people.
So then why?
They're going to be positive.
But here's the thing, Joe.
let me just finish.
Okay.
So we've done this, what you're asking for tonight, and people feel less enthused about the team.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we just want to do the same thing tonight. I want to look good for the first time. I want this thing to move with the head coaches involved in the offense now. Let's go!
Again, I have 4 weeks after this game to get that, but I need to move in the right direction.
Okay.
I need 1 foot forward. Like I said, the stat line, 230 yards, two TDs to me is decent for a start.
Can you find a different Hurts? Can you find a different Hurts game to use? He was an F last week.
The point that I'm making is that you are failing to miss is that we got A.J. Brown involved in offense, whether that's good or bad. You want to take that, and you want to take that stat line because 34 passes for Jalen in this situation is a lot. I'll take 25 because if you look in the past historically, if he's around that many passes thrown, probably in a good situation.
Yeah.
You have to take the problem with the offense is predictability, right?
Well, execution is the word
use. That predictability, execution, all of that. But execution, predictability kind of, to me, in this situation, go hand in hand because we're running pedestrian routes. And we're not running them to the point where they're effective. So my thought on this is that we're not going to change too much about this offense. We're probably going to try to get more creative in how we get to these pedestrian routes. But the routes are probably still going to be pedestrian.
I don't care about that. I care about efficiency and scoring points.
Yeah, but that's all of that. We're talking about the same thing, Joe. But the thing is, now you have to take those quick hitters or whatever they're going to do and try to turn them into positive plays.
Yeah, I mean, explosive plays are explosive plays. Whether they start as 5 yards and the guy runs afterwards or it's a bomb, I mean, they count the same. So we need to be better on offense. Tonight, my objective when I watch the game is, does the offense look like it's improving? Because if I feel that, I'm going to feel better about the team. This is not an easy game tonight. I mean, they're on the road against a team that's likely going to the playoffs with a good quarterback like this, and a tremendous head coach. So this game could go either way. I need the offense to look good tonight. Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will, what's up?
Oh, man, listen, man. Right now, all I want to see is great preparation from here on out, man. You have to be prepared for anything to happen in this game tonight. The quarterback, the switching up of the quarterbacks, the defense got to be on point. We got to blitz. We got to do a lot of things, man. We got to do some things that we've been doing that have been helping us win and stop reflecting on what been helping us lose, man. My thing is the coaches have to come together and actually prepare every game from here on out, man. And this team got to play together, man. My thing is, a man with no plan have no direction. A team that don't believe in each other and trust in each other is determined to is going to wind up losing or falling apart, man. My thing is we gotta stand on what we've been saying. Execution, preparation equals execution, man. Y'all have to be prepared for whatever happened in this game. My thing is this too, man. Saquon, yeah, listen, man, you ain't been getting no heat, man. But I'm gonna give you heat, bro. Listen, you've been playing real soft, bro.
Damn heat.
You ain't been doing what everybody said. Oh, he's the greatest running back since such and such and all this, man. You're not showing it, bro. It's time for you to take some of this responsibility because you're not performing either. The offensive line, you're not performing either. The coaches, y'all not calling good plays. Y'all not having the team ready for whatever happens in the game. So I need everybody to step up and everybody to chime in, man. We got a Super Bowl to win. I know y'all said in the beginning of this game, man, this whole season, y'all got a list to check off. We ain't finished checking the list off. We got more games to win, and we got a Super Bowl to win again. But we're not going to do it if we don't play together. We're not going to do it if we don't trust in each other. So now it's time, man. From here on out, like I said, we all, listen, everything we do on both sides of the ball is straight blitzing and straight running and doing what we need to do to win. The only thing I can say, man, on both sides of the ball, it's all attack mode, man. We in attack mode. We're not waiting for those teams to show us what we're forgiving. We want to take it, man. This is why we won a Super Bowl. We went in there and we said we was going to run the ball. We ran the ball. We went in there and said we was going to pass the ball. That's what we did. And guess what? We won. And that's all we do is win. So get back to that winning mentality. Get back to playing together. Get back to communicating on the field. And let's win this Super Bowl. No more losses. All wins from here on out. E-A-G-L-E-S-T goes. Let's go, baby. The time is now.
There we go, Will.
Way to go, Will. Kyle kind of said he was, though.
Well, he was ready.
Well, he was ready, but Kyle was trying to put him in a bad spot.
Well, no, I think he was trying to find the right moment for the music.
Yeah, he took a moment to get the music on. Will Rise.
I think he was helping put him in his best spot.
I think Kyle was being a little bit of a nudge.
No, that's how Will and I work.
Is that what it is?
It's a feel thing, yeah.
Okay.
You kind of know when it... I think if we're using a Jalen comparison, I think he threw him open there. I think he threw the ball with ability for Will to catch it and run in stride. That's what Winnie Harris to do. 215-592-9494. All right, what's more important tonight? They win or how they look? And I realize how odd it is to say how they look is more important than they win, but it is for me. I mean, with the Cowboys losing on Thursday, this isn't quote-unquote a must-win. I mean, the Eagles have to win three of their last five. I would love one of those three to be tonight, but I am more focused tonight on how does the offense look. Sirianni is now involved in this thing. We got that report over the weekend. And, of course, we hear Saquon saying that the sidelines have been miserable all year. They need to score to feel good. That will get this thing going. Plus, more from this weekend, the Bunny and the messaging this week, according to some reporting. That's all next. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Sportsbook app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting part of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.